Take a peek behind the curtain. It's your gig is showing.
All right, we're going to be peeking behind that curtain. What can I see behind that curtain? It's Amy Cotter. Kia ora, how are you doing?
Surprise. I'm well, how are you?
Good, thank you. So I've chatted a little bit about why you're here, and when I first saw it, I thought, surely not. But it's correct. It's date night on K Road.
It is. I mean, Thursday's fast becoming kind of the best day of the week, isn't it?
Yeah, but I love the idea because, you know, they're really, you're going to apps, and that's about all the choices you have these days, besides perhaps randomly meeting someone.
Yeah, exactly. And I think people are fast realizing how crap the apps are. Like, no one chooses. No one goes, oh, you know, I love meeting people on the apps. I think a very small amount of people would choose it. I think we've kind of been forced into it, haven't we, a little bit. But the idea, well,
I have to say I've never used one myself, so I don't really know.
You're not missing anything.
I kind of know.
Come up to K Road on a Thursday. There's something going on. There'll always be something going on for everyone.
Yeah, so date night, and I know you're a very busy person, so this is just adding to your, you know, extreme, well, I wouldn't say extreme workload, but you do a lot throughout the week anyway. But you work for the K Road Business Association on one hand, and this is what's been termed as a bold new idea, which is absolutely huge because you would have had to involve every business on K Road.
Yeah, more the merrier, honestly. Like, it's such a joy to be part of that community. And I think that's one thing that K Road is so, you know, that's what we do best, is community. So getting as many people involved as possible is the dream, really. And being able to bring date night to as many venues as we can, now including art galleries as well, you know. It doesn't have to be just cafes and restaurants. And as we know, you know, we've got the best cafes and restaurants in the city. So date night really gives people the opportunity to discover ones that they maybe didn't know before, or like go on a coffee date.
You know, so it's not just at night either.
No,
I was looking at all the connection events that you can go to. So it's every Thursday. Let's get the details of it first. It's every Thursday, and it's across K Road, and the deals are $8.
Yes.
That's a really big point of it.
Absolutely. That's the whole branding.
Yeah.
That's the whole branding. It's there's tons of heaps and heaps of $8 deals, from cafes and restaurants to kind of tickets and things as well. So it really does go, yeah, it includes as many people as possible, really.
So, for example, you can go and I was looking at all the karangahapiroad.com date night things you can go to, and you can have a coffee between 12 and 3 at Wish Cafe, for example, between midday and 3 o'clock. $8 for two coffees.
I mean, that's an amazing deal, isn't it? Really, it's amazing. And if you want to carry on, you can pop across the road to La Noisette and get another coffee and a petit four for $8 as well. You know, these are the best cafes and, you know, pastry makers in the city. So we're really lucky to have them on board, really.
And so what I'm really saying here is all day, that they're staggered throughout the day. It's not necessarily at night. In fact, a lot of it happens early evening.
Yeah. So if you kind of date night for the creative vibes, is you can pop along to Art Space Aotearoa between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. every Thursday, and you will have a free guided tour of their current exhibition, which is currently The Tongue to Them. Pop along The Tongue to Them.
The Tongue to Them.
That's the current exhibition.
Right.
But every time their exhibition changes, and they do around four a year, and they're brilliant, and they will give you a free guided tour. So I mean, the perfect thing to do before you pop next door for a $8 prosecco Atelier, or, you know, across the road for an $8 red wine at A Space, you know, or chicken wings at Lowbrow in St. Kevin's Arcade. That's a pretty brilliant one. And then for dessert, you can just go across towards Lim Chow and go to Bangkok Roll Ice Cream for an $8 Nutella and banana waffle. I mean, that's just, you can get a whole meal. It's exciting.
And not only that, some of the clothing stores, fantastic secondhand shops, and K Road have come to the party. They've got $8 racks.
Exactly. Cinder has got brilliant pieces, and we know Cinder Vintage in St. Kevin's Arcade is home to the sparkly and the wacky outfits, festival season or not. So you can pop in there for special deals, and then along to Plain Jane's. They do vintage drops basically every week. They're fantastic. So they're involved as well. So if you need some new garms for a date or not.
$8, very
good. I know,
good.
Yeah.
All right, so let's say I'm thinking, oh, I quite like the idea of date night on K Road on a Thursday. I don't have to be partnered up, do I?
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not. You can take your mate, you can go solo. It's totally up to you. And that's kind of the idea of the connection events, especially, is just to introduce people, whether it is for, you know, we've got speed dating events. Sick, that's at SSIK on Instagram.
Sick.
They've had two events already. They've just had the hetero speed dating night. That is at A Space. There's another, the lesbian edition is on the 21st of August. And there'll be many, many more editions. So if you are in the dating game, that's the one for you. If it's just connection and just meeting like minds, which is what we all want right now, I think. Everyone is so sick of winter. And, you know, it's much harder, much, much, much harder to get out there. So you can pop along to K Road. We've got, if you're into yoga, we've got Mingle on the Mat.
What?
Which is, yeah, that's a really fun one. That's with Yoga Aotearoa, who've
what
just opened up.
What time's it?
That's
mingle
in the evening. That's at 7:30 p.m.
Luckily, not too much mingling on the mat.
Well, exactly. We've got to be, there's a bit of movement and then a bit of kind of storytelling prompt cards, which is deeper questions. Mm. And deeper questions, you
is
can
that a
also.
Game?
It is. It's like the storytelling cards. And they're basically just prompts. So the cards could say anything from like, oh, tell us about a moment that you were really proud of yourself, or tell us about something you overcame recently, or a difficult conversation. And it just gives people a bit of a prompt to kind of start a conversation.
I have to say, that's horrendous having to do this personally.
But you know, small talk is so last century.
Small talk.
Karen,
talk is, yeah, nice day to day, wasn't it?
I know, but I don't think people want that anymore. You know, if you're looking to connect with people on a deeper level, whether it is romantic or not.
Away.
Totally.
Mingling on the mat.
Yeah. So that's gonna be a fun one as well.
Right. So for something like that though, that's not $8. You've got to pay for the tickets for those,
yes.
Don't you?
Yeah. So some of the connection events are ticketed.
Yeah.
If you go onto the website at karangahappyroad.com, you'll see all the events and the ones that take your fancy. Monthly, we've got Muck Around Comedy, which is a whammy bar, which is hosted by Tim Batt. And that's just regularly star-studded lineups. So that's really fun. Yeah, that's a really fun one to go to. That's monthly. And on the website as well, you'll see kind of all the $8 off and all the ticket deals that we've got up there as well.
Okay, I'm talking to Amy from the K Road Business Association about date night, which happens on a Thursday. And I asked Amy to choose a couple of tracks for me that sort of exemplified date night. And you've come up with The Big Moon as number one. Why this one?
I've gone real indie. And The Big Moon, because it's
nothing wrong with going real
absolutely
indie.
Absolutely not. It's they're actually a British indie band. They're all female. They are just pretty badass, really. It's ethereal and it's meaningful, and it kind of reminds me of some of my closest friends, I think.
And it's kind of date night too.
Yeah, yeah. I'd love to take my best friends to date night.
We'll find out more about it. While you're listening to the song, if you've got a phone or a laptop in front of you, go to karangahappyroad.com and you'll see all the things that we're talking about that are available on a Thursday for date night. While you're doing that, you can listen to The Big Moon and Your Light. 95 BFM and The Big Moon, and Your Light is the name of the track. And we're playing that in celebration of Connection on Date Night, which is on K Roads on Thursdays. And my guest is Amy Cotter from the K Road Business Association, and we're talking about the things that happen on date day and night. And it's not just for, as I said before, it's not just for couples. You can go as a solo, you can go with a friend.
Absolutely. Perfect place to catch up with your best friends.
So take us through a scenario whereby, okay, I've decided I'm going to go to date night, but I'm on my own.
Okay. So it's Thursday. You want to go out. You're feeling a bit sociable, or maybe you just have a really good book on the go, which sometimes I do. I'll sometimes pop into Northern Line, and take my book or take my project that I'm working on and grab a drink. So I would say, I would have a look on the website or our Instagram and go, oh, okay, what do I fancy? Do I fancy red wine? Okay, maybe that's an A space. Or do I fancy Prosecco? I'll treat myself and I go to Atelier. Do I fancy chicken wings? Do I fancy kind of a pizzetta at Coco's?
$8.
All $8. So you'd go, oh, hey, are you doing date night? And if they've got the black date night stickers,
you're
you could
it
say
to
it
the
in a slightly seductive, hey, are you doing date night? And then they'll go, oh, yes, this is our date night deal. And the stickers in the window will help you there.
Black sticker on the window.
Yes.
Which says date night. So
yes.
When you go in and you get your, let's say you're going in for a beer, and you want to identify the fact that you're there for date night.
Totally.
You don't want to pay the full price.
No, okay. You can't be paying $13 for a red wine if it's only $8 on a Thursday.
Okay,
you know?
Got it. So, okay, you've identified that you're there for date night. You've got a date night deal.
Absolutely.
And so you can go to all the places in K Road that have a sticker in the window saying
yes,
date night?
Yes, yep. We have new deals kind of popping up all the time. So if they haven't got a sticker, then they might still be involved. I just check on the website and the Instagram where at K Road NZ, where I update the deals.
It's a bit like the Others Way for...
Oh, this, I know. We love a poster and we love a sticker in Tamaki Makaurau, and I am very proud of all of our array of posters everywhere and our array of stickers.
So the fact that you can jump from place to place and do stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you done that that smash thing yet?
Oh, so the smash room. The smash room has just opened up at Sweet Axe, which is on Galatos Street.
Yeah.
And on the 14th, so that's next week, 14th of August, we've got Date and Destroy, which I just think is a hilarious, I mean, what says romance like breaking things together? So you can go between 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. And you'll find the kind of the discount code on our website, on the date night website on karanghaparoad.com. And you can also do the actual axe throwing if you like. I'm going to take a couple of friends. We're going to have a little mates date next week. So I will be there. I'll see you there. And essentially you just kind of kit up in all this protective gear, you go into a room and you just smash stuff. I mean, it's a perfect ideal Thursday, you know, with somebody you like.
So
I think that's a great
14th.
Idea for a date. Yes, that's on the 14th.
Date and Destroy. What night is that? What day is it today then?
So that, what are we now?
It's the 9th.
Goodness. Yeah. So that's next week. And then the week after that, 21st, we've got If Dungeons and Dragons Is Your Thing.
It's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday,
right,
exactly.
Yeah.
You don't, yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, when you're like, well, what date is my birthday? You always know. It's going to be a Thursday. So you can always count on that. Northern Line are hosting a D&D one-shot game. That's Dungeons & Dragons.
The bar.
Yes, Northern Line bar. So you can go and play Dungeons & Dragons. Yeah, so if you want to connect, or maybe you're a beginner and you want to learn more about it, it's just a one-shot game, so it's just that evening until the next one. And the Northern Line guys will be hosting that on the 21st of August. And this will all be updated on the website, and it will be on our Instagram when we release kind of new events as well. So you'll be the first to know if you head over to @KRoadNZ and follow us on there.
All ages, Amy? Is anyone allowed to?
All ages, anyone. Well, Dungeons & Dragons is just, it's such an awesome role play game. And yeah. I hadn't really encountered it much before coming back to Aotearoa a few years ago. And it's just fun and it's silly. And we'll also be having board games at Verona at some point. And I've got some music stuff lined up. I've also got, we're doing a collaboration with Thursday Dating at some point too. There's just going to be so many randomly beautiful things happening. Charlotte Museum, we're going to be doing a Mates Not Dates event as well. So really, and if you've got any ideas, you know, hit us up on the Instagram. We'd love to just make sure that everybody feels seen and heard and everybody has somewhere to go to connect.
So what's your Instagram account?
@KRoadNZ, you'll find us. Just drop me a DM.
Yeah.
Slide into the DMs about date night.
Yes.
If you have any ideas or things that you would like to see, or any questions, really, because each event is fairly individual in terms of the way we collaborate with either the bar or the business or the creative entity or whoever it is. So really, you know, it's they take the lead and yeah, it's my job to kind of to help and facilitate and tell people about it, and I get to enjoy it myself and listen to what else people fancy.
Yeah, so
because it's not the apps, I tell you that much.
So if you're, you can go as a couple, but if
totally.
You're not in a couple, take a friend and then
Or go and maybe meet somebody if that's what's on your radar at the moment.
It's a little bit awkward, isn't it?
I know, but we're all awkward, aren't we? I'm queen of awkward. I'm terrible. I'm absolutely terrible.
There's also NZ Go Pearl. Is that how you say that? They've got $8
jewelry.
On selected jewellery.
Yes, and if you don't know these guys, you've got to pop in.
Go and get
they
a
have
ring.
An amazing. Yeah, exactly. Well, there you go. Then go. Where are you going to be proposing? I wonder. Lowbrow? Bar Magda. That's a lovely intimate spot for a proposal, I reckon, if anyone's offering. I'm kidding.
I'd have to know you, I think, first.
Probably. But you know what? Go to NZ Gopal, get yourself an ice cream next door at Bangkok Roll Ice Cream and buy yourself some beautiful jewellery at an amazing price. And you're supporting
your
local. Exactly.
Right.
If there's a birthday coming up, head over there.
Oh, so it's a wonderful idea. Congratulations on bringing this idea into the world, because we need more love, don't we?
I think we do. I think that's all we want really at the moment, isn't it? I think we're all sick of being online. I think we just want to be seen and heard and also doing something fun. Like I'm kind of over the whole like, oh, do you want to get dinner or do you want to go for a drink? Which I love too. But also before we do that, let's go and smash some crockery or, you know, play Dungeons and Dragons. You really learn about a person doing that, I reckon.
Right, so you've chosen another track here from Auckland band called Where's Jai?
Yes, they're brilliant, brilliant young band.
I was listening to this last night and I thought it's about a breakup though.
I know, it is. But you
that
know what?
Happens.
If you're going through a breakup, head along to date night, get yourself a drink, chill out and fall in love with yourself again. That's my advice.
I thought you were going to say meet someone else, but...
Nah, do you for a bit, eh? Do you. Or your best friend. Hang out with your best friends.
Amy, thank you so much. And Thursdays on K Road, you'll be there.
I will be there.
You'll be wearing red.
I will be wearing, usually, or orange. It's our K Road colour.
All right, so where's Jai and Pull Me In? Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.